the Canberra liner, which was a Cunard boat, wasn't it?
She was, yeah, I think she was, wasn't she?
Again, it was a foul evening, and it was on the borderline with the better communications. We had a mobile telephone by then, but I'd picked up. So my phone rang at home, and it was Adrian, and he said, we've got a boat coming ashore. He said, it's just off of Ventnor at the moment. He said, can you get over and get the vehicle out and see if you can find it? I said, okay, right. So rallied up a couple of other guys and we went up there. And, oh, that was it. Before I left the house, I said, when you say it's a boat, I said, what kind of boat? He goes, it's the Canberra. And he says, it's got 1,500 people on it. So I was thinking, blimey, that's a bit serious. So I said, well, what are we going to do with them then? He goes, I don't know yet. He said, let's find the boat first. So we trots off to Ventnor, gets the vehicle out, and the cloud is right down. I mean, it's down probably about much the same level as we are at the moment. So you couldn't see the sea. And the Needles gang had come over as well. And we're trotting around looking for this boat. And they had no power, so they couldn't communicate. All they had was their emergency lighting. And we were up at the viewpoint car park at Leeson Road. We just pulled in there to have a bit of a regroup. And the cloud lifted up, just sort of like went up. And the thing was right in front of us. Just heading into, because this is very shallow water here, very shallow, sandy seabed with very nasty big rocks. And this thing was sat there, and it came over the radio, have you found this boat yet? And we both went, yeah, it's right in front of us. What do you mean it's right in front of you? Well, we're at Leeson Road car park, and it's right in front of us. And thinking, okay. And yeah, so that was, I mean, luckily their emergency power was on. They managed to anchor it and stop it from dragging into shore, and the weather abated a bit. So luckily, the camera didn't come ashore.
It was a very near miss.
But we did have an emergency plan put in place to, if a boat came ashore, I had a secret box that I used to keep on the Coast Guard station, which was not to be opened unless this kind of thing happened. And of course, that had been opened that evening because we thought we were going to need it. And I think it had about 50 tags in it, for tagging people as they come ashore, and we were going to put them in the winter gardens. But with 1,500 people plus the crew, we weren't quite sure what we were going to do with them all.
The general consensus afterwards was that the only thing you could have done was leave them on board.
Yeah, leave them on board. And
there's nothing else you could do. Can you imagine winching that lot off at a time?